I've got a very patient state senator standing by here. Mark Schessler has been in the legislature since the 90s, early 90s at that, representing Ritzville in the Washington State Senate, former Republican leader there in the Senate. Senator Schessler, good morning. How are you? I'm going to be talking to one of your Senate colleagues, Manka Dhingra, in about an hour and a half. She thinks that hard drugs should be legalized, and I'm going to give her a chance to make her case here on the show. That should be an interesting discussion. Does a bill that radical actually have a chance of making it through the legislature?
Not if it sees the light of day from the public, because the public draws some black and white lines, and massive quantities of heroin or methamphetamines is over that line.
Now, she'll say, well, it's not massive quantities, just user quantities, but I'm just, I say the closest thing we've got to legalize drugs in Washington State is downtown Seattle. Tell me why we want to push the rest of the state in that direction.
Well, I think, you know, you're proving again, John, you're fair. You've invited people with very different views about drug legalization on your show. You and I don't necessarily agree with them, but you have taken the time to listen.
Yes. No. And again, I don't mind a good discussion. Don't mind a good debate. And don't mind getting updated on things that are going on, which is why it's always great having you on with us, Mark. Senator Schessler, I want to ask you about something that caught my attention when I was flying back. And that is, there is a transportation bill that's been introduced, but it's a title-only bill, which I don't even think should be allowed in Washington State. It means you can just throw a bunch of junk on it and say that you're amending a bill, but the bill has no purpose, has no topic. Well, it has a topic and nothing else under it. Can you tell me what's going on here?
Well, you know, I think it's April Fool's from the House Democrats putting out a title bill with 4 weeks to go in a legislative session. It's totally unnecessary. You can be straight up with the voters. You can put a proposal out there. You can put it in a bill. And with today's technology, having that bill drafted and out there for the public review shouldn't require the gimmicks that were part of the typewriter era.
It's electric typewriter era. Very good. But this is turning out to be an incredibly expensive session if these things get through. I mean, first of all, you've got the income tax on capital gains that stands a serious chance of passage. We'll talk about that in just a second. Then I hear the wealth tax, a tax on your wealth that has been thought to be dead and buried, has suddenly resurrected. You warned me a month ago. I said a lot of things that are gone, dead and buried are going to find the light of day here in the last month of the session. And of course, a series of transportation taxes.
Well, the reason that some of these things are coming back to life, John, is after the budget left Ways and Means, it was down to a $1 million ending fund balance at the end of 4 years, which is the legal minimum. Now, there are things that we'd like to see that budget still do. We're looking at 20 nursing home closures if we don't adjust the rates for Medicaid. I think most people would like to have a nursing home available to their older parents, families.
Right.
We'd like to do more to work on unemployment insurance. So you only have two choices. You either have to find more taxes or do something that's inherently out of step, is reduce the spending in some areas. So I think it's very challenging for them to reduce any spending. In fact, I will not be surprised if the spending levels don't go up on the floor of the Senate and the four-year balanced budget law is ignored.
So let me see if I have this straight. 6 months ago, we were told that there would be a reduction in the state budget because there was a reduction in revenue and we would have to raise some taxes to get at least most of that back. Now, it turns out, we're going to be able to have a healthy rate of growth because revenue growth from the growing economy, growing even in the face of this lockdown, has been stronger than expected. Plus, there's money from the federal government, part of this misnamed bailout bill. And the Democrats are saying, okay, well, now that we are going to be able to have more spending, let's ratchet up the spending even more than that. That is where they're going with this.
When the budget rejected closing Rainier School, you walk away from a really large savings that a lot of the community-based advocates for people with developmental disabilities had wanted. Then you add a few million here, a few million there, and pretty soon you're out of whack. And that's exactly what's happening. And many times when you go to conference with the House, the net result is higher in many categories. So it's not out of the question that more revenue, more taxes is in our future in the next 4 weeks.
It's just stunning that they could get all this money that they weren't expecting to receive, and they say, well, good, now we can go ahead and raise spending even more and jam through higher taxes anyway.
It's a phenomenon, Olympia, that there will never be enough, and I've seen it for decades that there never will be enough to satisfy the needs and the urges and the wants of many people.
Okay, so have you seen it this bad before? This absolute rampaging push to raise spending and taxes, regardless of how much additional money that you didn't think was coming in would be there. Have you seen it this bad before?
The last time I saw this was Mike Lowry.
Oh,
for those of you out there, Mike Lowry was elected in 92, unabashed liberal. And this session reminds me so much of Mike Lowry's first year in Olympia. It's frightening.
Well, the only good news about that session, where taxes and spending both went through the roof, is that in the midterm that immediately followed, the Democrats lost a historic number of seats and control of both chambers of the legislature, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, both chambers, the House flipped, but the Senate didn't quite make it.
Okay.
But it's a very similar, it's an anti-business, anti-employer, tax everything you possibly can and move forward. And this is even worse because Mike Lowry was doing it in an economy that was weak with no federal bailout. Now we're seeing a federal bailout, a improving revenue package from the Department of Revenue and Economic Forecast Council. So this is Mike Lowry on steroids.
What a great historical parallel and a chilling one at that. Hey, Mark Schessler, Senator Schessler, thanks for joining us. Look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
Great to be with you, John.